We're talking about Shar Aleph Perek Tezvav, where the Nefesh HaChaim starts talking about the power of the neshama and where it comes from. And we explained that the neshama is a microcosm of what goes on in the whole Bria. In the whole Bria, there's a hashpa that a Kadosh Baruch Hu puts from Lamaila, and it takes on different forms until eventually it gets down into the into this world, into the all through the forms. And really that's what's happening when it comes to the person's neshama as well, with the mushal of the glass blower, right? That the neshama starts off as a neshima of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and he blows it into our ruach, which is where it's connected to him and to us, right, through the pipe. And then it gets into the vayinafash, it gets into the nefesh, it gets into the guf itself. Now, that's the parallel of the neshima going into the kli. Now, one thing interesting to point out is that it turns out that the creation of man is different process than Hashem used to create everything else in the world. Everything else in the world, Hashem used the power of Dibor, right? Vayomer Hashem Yi'or. Vayor. He said all these things, right? There was 10 ma'amarim. But creating man was not a mimer. It was not said. Vayipach be'apov. It was the breath itself. That means it's much more internal to Hashem, kaviyachol, than the rest of creation. So we actually were created by the very breath of Hashem, whereas the rest of the world was created by the Dibor of Hashem, right?
How many latkes, Rabbi?
What?
Much subganiyot.
Yeah, exactly. that's for sure. So Dibor is much more external to the person than Nishima, than the breath itself, right? You know, as you can, a person can breathe, even if sometimes a person is very weak or they can't talk, but they can breathe. Talking is more external to the person. The Nishima is the mitzias of the person themselves. So man de nafach, midile nafach, that a Kodesh Baruch Hu put into from himself, kaviyachol, into us, and that became the creation of man, which is a whole different level than the creation of the rest of the world. Additionally, another point that we said, that because it's so kadosh, because it's so kadosh, and it's basically the neshama itself is when it's still part of Hashem. It cannot be part of us. It's really part of Hashem. And this is where it becomes very complicated, because we've said how the neshama extends into us, but then we've also said how the neshama is part of Hashem, is part of us. So basically, the way he says it is that the neshama part, the undiluted neshama part of the neshama, which is as it's coming into this world, like we've said many times, we're the shoe that the neshama is placed in, right? So it really hovers over the person, and the lashon of the Nefesh HaChaim is that it helps the person understand Torah, and it helps the person understand, things a lot better. So that's the inyan of the neshama. And he asks Akasha here. He says, "Umashikotsa bezorah v'hamikubalim." Remember we said that each part of the Naran, Nefesh, Ruach, and Neshama, has a place in the body. The Nefesh is in the blood, the Ruach is in the lave. So where's the Neshama? It says the Neshama is in the Moyach, is in the brain, is in the head. But it's really not inside the person. It's really outside the person. But it's kind of like bumping into the person from the outside, giving the person these flashes of Chochmah to be able to understand spiritual things. So the understanding of a human being, that they can understand spiritual concepts, that idea comes from the neshama. That's what he says. The fact that we're connected to neshama allows us to.
The neshama is not in the brain.
According to this, it's really outside. Because the neshama is still with Hashem, it's not with us. Right? That's the part of the breath that's in the glass blower. It's only when it comes out into the pipe, that's the ruach. But the neshama part itself is the part of the neshama that's still by Hashem. It's just we're connected to it. Okay? Again, I'm not sure what these things mean exactly, you know, in like a more, these are all like concepts, but okay, now the lesson of the Nesha Chaim is he on the senes la adam bina yisera. The neshama is what gives a person bina yisera la haskil hasichlius hapnimim and gnuzim b'torah akdosha, that allows us to fully understand Torah. Okay, so bina yisera means that it's a certain, we can understand things from a different world. Okay, and that's all comes from the neshama. Okay, now in Perek Tes Zayin, I feel very, what's the word I'm looking for? I'm not roy to teach this because I don't really understand this, what he's saying here, about Perek Tes Zayin. But more or less what he's saying, you know, this is where he really talks about a Kabbalistic concept in Perek Tes Zayin. And you need a very big background in this. So I'm going to start from one of the middle paragraphs in Perek Tes Zayin. Maybe we can go back to the beginning at some point soon. But he says, ובזה יובן כוונוס המשמעיס רבו, כי השם ייתן חוכמה מפיו דעס וסבונה. If you actually open up any Gemara, the Gemara has a tefillah in it that you're supposed to say before you start learning. And one of the psukim that you say in this tefillah is Hashem yitein chokhma mipiv. Hashem should give us chokhma mipiv from his mouth. Das usvuna. So the das usvuna should come mipiv. So Rav Chaim explains, lama davradoyma, what this is a mashal. What does it mean? I want it mipiv. I want it from the mouth of Hashem. I want the Torah. I want Hashem to help me understand things from his mouth. What does that mean? It's a mashal lemelech to a king, shahayoloi ben, that he had a child. Ba b'noimi beis ha-sefer, and the child came from the beis ha-sefer, from the school. Motza tamcho yufnei aviv, and he found that there was a very big, you know, meal being served to the father. Not a love of chaticha, achas v'nasnu b'ayim. So the father took from something on the table, and the father said to the child, here, you can have it. I don't want that stuff that's on the table. I want the piece that you're eating. You took a sandwich. I want part of that sandwich that you're eating. Don't give me the stuff from the table. Right? The son comes in. The father took a portion. And then the father says, you can have whatever else is on the table. So the son says, no, I want your portion. Right? So, he gave it away. So he said, that's the mashal that we say to Hashem. Hashem, don't just teach us Torah through Malachim and through these other mechanisms. We want to get Torah mipiv. We want to get Torah from the neshama itself. What does it mean? I want to get neshama from the piv. It means, I want to get neshama from the piv. It means, I don't want to get Torah from the ruach. And I don't want to get Torah from the nefesh. I want to get Torah from the neshama. I want you to allow me to be connected to the Torah that's being taught from the neshama chelak, which is mamish mipiv of Hashem. Hashem akur ne'eloma b'neshimas piv yizbarach shamay. That this is part of the neshimas piv of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay? V'rom zo oy bel shem HaKadosh. Shim shilu l'tinay kabomim beis ha-sefer dafko hidiyo ne'emono she'im mavoy bo'ilom lahasri b'chinas nitzutze ar neshama m'loay de'esek v'ayin v'azboinus b'tar ha-kadosha. And he says that the mashal given was the mashal of a boy coming from yeshiva. You know why? Because the only way to connect to the neshama, chelik, that kind of undisclosed, undefined, unincorporated, that piece of neshama is only through Torah. That's the only way, says Reb Chaim, that one can connect to that part of the neshama. Because they both come from there. The neshama and Torah both come from the same place. Okay? And that's why you find, unbelievable, he says, right, the Gemara, it says that we heard two dibros from Hashem. What does that mean? You ever wonder what that means? Hashem talk? It means that they connected to it through the neshama, not through their guf. By connecting to those, they at that moment, they were connected. And that's why, basically, parcha neshmasam, by the way, that's basically why they died, because their guf could not handle the level of connection they were experiencing in the neshama. They were experiencing a level of connection to neshama that's really outside the guf. So that's why once they heard the two dibros straight from the mouth of Hashem is the neshama. That means that their neshamas were connected to the mouth of Hashem. Immediately, parcha neshmasam, they died. What does it mean, died? It means that the neshama was reached a point where it had to exit the guf to handle that level of kedusha. So Hashem had to tone it down a little bit. Hashem was like, Moshe Rabbeinu, you say it. I can't say it anymore. Because if you're going to hear it, me piv, if you hear it from Hashem, means your neshama is connecting to it. That means that their brain, they were trying to connect to neshama. That's outside the guf. You can't do that. Okay? And that's why the Pasuk in Shir Hashirim, when it describes Matan Torah, it says, Yishakeni min hashikah is piu. It's like Hashem is giving us a kiss from his mouth. Because that's the ultimate chibur of connection. Is the kiss. She says, Shabbat Samaim, Mikudosh, Zachu Kulam, Shaykhoyfe, Fumer Alem, Ziv, Nitsutse, Zoyar, Bechinas, and Nesham, and Neshimas Pivis Barach, who said, Aksarim, Shazachu Bissinai, Missamacht, ah, very interesting, amazing. This is Valdem. So he said before that the Neshama is not in the brain. When it says it's on the Moach, it means it's really on top of the person. So he says, this is the depth of the Chazal. When Chazal says that at Matan Torah, the Jewish people received crowns. What's a crown? A crown is something that you put on top of your head. It's not in your head. You put the crown in your head, it's no good. You have to put it on top of your head. That means that they were zoichet to something which was on top of their head. They were zoichet to connect to the neshama, which is usually on top of the head, but they were connecting to the thing which is on top. The crown is on top of the person. So they essentially were connected in a way that was outside their guf, and they were zechet to crowns, okay? But they couldn't handle it, right? Okay. Now, there's a little more, you know, to get involved. There's one short more parak, Yud Zayin. And after all this, okay, which is really a tremendous bidyan, a tremendous picture of what's going on behind the scenes of the world in the spiritual sense, he's going to use this in a practical way to explain to us how to do tshuva. Because this is all very nice Kabbalah concept, but where does it play out for us? So he says it's going to play out in tshuva. This whole thing is going to play out in tshuva. And we're going to learn about that probably in the next couple of days. Okay? So we'll take it from there. Okay, everybody?
Hey, have a good night. Thank you.